Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Tuesday, October 3rd. Kaiser Permanente and a coalition of unions threatening to strike extended their contract talks once again, though there are signs Kaiser is not counting on reaching a last-minute deal to avoid a strike Wednesday. Replacement workers began filtering into local hotels, with workers saying that Kaiser had ordered up a temporary workforce of about 10,000. The Midway Rising Development Team, selected to remake San Diego's Sports Arena property in the Midway District, has erased a 200-room hotel from its project and is no longer planning to construct 250 residential units for middle-income families. Infrastructure and financing complications were blamed for the changes. Padres chairman Peter Seidler issued a press release in which he voiced support for his leadership team. While the release did not explicitly name manager Bob Melvin or president of baseball operations A.J. Preller, it was meant as a vote of confidence in both men, a team source confirmed. But the statement also confirmed reporting that everything is on the table in terms of potential changes. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.